Let's Regain Integrity. Listen to Dr. John Coben tell why he's the best choice for Congress in 2006.
Why should you vote for me? This is Dr. John Coben. Congressman Bob Inglis, Republican from South Carolina's 4th District, has sold us out, and I'm going to run against him and take his seat in Congress. Why should you vote for a pro-life libertarian who has the support of the Constitution Party, the Southern Party, the League of the South, and many friends in the Greenville Taxpayers Association, the Americans for Constitutional Government, the John Birch Society, the South Carolina Minutemen, the Carolina Patriots, Libertarians for Life, the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and other conservative and liberty-loving groups? In my last two columns, I have listed many reasons why you should not re-elect Bob Inglis. Here I provide several reasons why you should vote for me instead. First, you will throw away your vote by casting it for a pragmatic liberal like Bob Inglis. The Democratic challenger, Bill Griffith, is more conservative than him, whose 2005 to 2006 voting record is sure to enshrine him in the Liberal Hall of Fame alongside Ted Kennedy, Bernie Sanders, and Barbara Boxer. Second, to vote for me is to vote for what is right. And if you are a Christian, you will be honoring the Lord by electing someone who cherishes the Christian worldview rather than a Republican worldview. I take the Bible seriously, not in the sense of the religious right as represented by Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, but in terms of rigorous application of biblical principles to public policy, as I have delineated in my last two books, Christian Theology of Public Policy in 2006 and Bible and Government in 2003. My policy views are written and transparent. There can be little question about what I think about the issues, and there will be no surprises when the roll call is taken in the House of Representatives. Third, I have an uncompromising pro-life policy. I will have an even stronger voting record than Bob Inglis, since I will not obliquely vote to support Planned Parenthood with federal appropriations. Fourth, I favor free markets, capitalism, and genuine free trade. I also favor abolition of the paper money-based Federal Reserve System and reinstatement of the gold standard to make our economy more solid. Fifth, I favor small business independence from regulation and taxes so that Americans can thrive. Sixth, I will vote to achieve and maintain very low taxes. I do not mean just a few cuts. I mean a drastic reduction in the size of government. I will promote voluntary forms of taxation and user fees and no more taxes than those delineated in the original Constitution of 1789. Seventh, I support individual liberty. A, an unfettered Bill of Rights. B, the principles of the Declaration of Independence. And C, no direct taxes on citizens' labor or compulsory service of any kind, including the draft. Eighth, I support a vastly smaller federal government, renewing the doctrine of enumerated powers in the U.S. Constitution. This goal includes A, abolition of most cabinet-level departments and quasi-bureau congressional organizations, for example, Departments of Education, Energy, Labor, Agriculture, Transportation, Health and Human Services, as well as all welfare programs and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. B, abolition of disastrous units like FEMA. C, non-interference with churches by the federal government. D, severe budget cuts. E, a strong national defense, with as much privatization of the Department of Defense functions as possible while still maintaining strong national security. And F, abolition of socialist organizations like the IRS and the United Nations. Ninth, I will support widespread privatization efforts and policies. A, of the border, and regulation of who enters America and for how long. The state has failed to do its job, so why should we create even more bureaucracy and spend more money for yet another government failure? B, of Social Security, fully voluntary if not eliminated entirely, without gradualism, including a transition phase plan that favors the elderly through selling off federal lands. And C, of bureaucratic functions, federal, state, and local. Tenth, I favor peace. I will vote against any aggressive wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, etc. Work for international peace by pullout of all deployed troops in combat. Insist that only Congress can declare war and promote racial harmony via market-based processes and cooperation. I will also vote to defund and remove the United Nations from American soil and other threats to American sovereignty and tranquility like CAFTA, the FTAA, and the WTO. Plus, I will work to enhance social peace through legal equity in the courts, privatizing civil procedure, and eliminating crass jury manipulation by lawyers. 11th, I will support fully pro-family child policies where parents have complete control over their children. I support totally independent homeschooling and private schools with no federal or state oversight, and I favor academic freedom in cases like teaching intelligent design in schools. 12th, I support the Second Amendment without compromise. I will work to remove restrictions on gun ownership and all gun licensing in order to promote self-defense against predators. I would protect the right of Americans to own any kind of weapon unless its use would unavoidably cause loss of innocent life, for example, a nuclear bomb. I support the idea of a well-regulated militia, as stated in the Second Amendment, which should be encouraged and preserved as an ultimate check on state power. 13th, I support the Southern heritage of liberty with much enthusiasm, and South Carolina upcountry issues in particular. I will not be a lackey for major party agendas. I will work to give full luster back to the 10th Amendment. Certainly the President of the United States should not be able to influence how representatives from South Carolina vote. Finally, I unabashedly support private property rights. I am against the Kelo decision and would promote only the narrowest constitutional understanding of eminent domain. I would work to reestablish allodial real property rights, meaning no regulation of real property and the elimination of all real property taxes. There are simply better ways to pay for local government. According to the Greenville News on Sunday, April 9, 2006, Bob Inglis stated that Governor Sanford should debate all challengers because, he said, incumbents have an obligation to debate challengers, and that applies to me, too. Well, the time has come for Inglis to give an account for all his actions in Washington and to debate the issues with me. He has already broken his 1990s promise to only run for 3 terms. Let's see if he will be willing to keep his promise to debate all challengers, including me. I stand ready to debate my liberal Republican opponent. And this has been Dr. John Coben. To find out more about Coben for Congress, please visit www.cobenforcongress.com.
Paid for by Coben for Congress, U.S. House of Representatives, 4th District Race. For more information, visit www.cobenforcongress.com.